Good evening, everyone. It's Annie Sorrell here, and it's the 31st of August 2020. I really felt the need to make this call on the very last day of August. So, and this is a really significant time numerologically. September, every year, I see as being the significant months of the year. But before I start talking about that, let's just get ourselves here. So just settling yourself a bit more comfortably wherever you're sitting right now and feeling how your body is being supported by the chair or the couch or the floor or the bed, just allowing yourself to sink into that support. Noticing how your feet are being supported by the floor. And being aware that the building you're in is being supported by the earth. Noticing your breath flowing gently in and out through your nose. You might like to visualize when you inhale that it's going right down into your belly. And as it exhales, just leaving your body feeling that little bit more relaxed as you let go of any tension. So breathing in calm and relaxation right down into your body. Letting go of anything that's ready to go as you exhale. And just letting your focus be more and more fully on your body, especially that heart area or belly area, whichever feels right for you. And the sense of coming home to yourself. Letting go of the day, letting go of the externals, so that you can simply be here now. And if anything has come to mind as you've been taking that minute or two for yourself, you might like to jot it down for later reference or contemplation. Before we start into today's call, just a little bit of housekeeping. One is that if you're wanting to make a comment or ask a question during the call, you're welcome to unmute yourself. Or if you don't want to speak on the call, you're welcome to text me. My number's 0401 977 645, so I've got my phone here with me. The other thing is that because September is a significant month, I decided to do a follow-up next Monday night, which is largely intended to be for questions. And if there aren't any questions, there's always plenty I can talk about. If you want to be on the call next Monday or receive the recording of the call next Monday, you're going to need to register for it, because I don't want to keep bombarding people with emails who aren't actually interested in these calls. So when I send out the recording tomorrow, in that email I'll also send out a link to where you can just register for next Monday's call, which will be at 7 p.m. an hour earlier. And you know, apart from that, nothing's different. Okay, so why do I say that? Why do I see September as being a really big month numerologically. It's quite simply because whenever you add any number to 9, the number that you added is what it reduces to. So if you add 5 plus 9, you get 14. You add 1 and 4 together, you get 5. If you add 4 plus 9, you get 13. 1 and 3 makes 4. If you add 8 plus 9, you get 9 and 8, 17. 1 plus 7 is 8. So any number that's added to 9 comes back to that initial number. So in September, whatever your year number is, so you're in a 1 year, you add 1 and 9, which is the number for September, you get 10, which is 1. So everyone in September, their year number and their month number is the same. If you're in a 2 year, you're in a 2 months. You're in a 3 year, you're in a 3 months. And so I see it as being the pivotal month, the month of change and opportunity. And I just want to put this against a bit of a backdrop of what it means, a really rather delightful set of 10 rules for being human, which were written by Cherie Carter Scott, and they, for me, encapsulate rather beautifully what the spiritual journey is about. And it's, if we bring a spiritual perspective to any experience that we're having, it's very different to bringing a physical world perspective. In a physical world, then if anything that doesn't feel good is a problem, is an inconvenience, is something to be suppressed or changed or blamed or whatever. Whereas in the spiritual world, anything that we don't want is seen as an opportunity for growth, an opportunity for our soul to expand. We've just got someone on the call who's not muted, and we can just hear you in the background. I think it might be the number ending 147. I'm not sure. So star 6 anyway to mute yourself. So yeah, if the human perspective says I just want to feel good all the time and I want life to be great all the time, and the spiritual life says, the spiritual perspective says life has its ups and downs. This is life. We experience the whole spectrum of emotions, beliefs, experiences, and they're all an opportunity for us to grow, that we can go into resisting and arguing and denying, or we can go into fully embracing what is happening, knowing that in embracing it, we can learn from it and move onwards. So this little set of 10 rules for being human I find rather delightful and entertaining. So I'm just going to read that to you, and actually I might include it in the email I send out tomorrow as well. So rule 1, you will receive a body. You may like it or hate it, but it will be yours for the entire period this time around. 2, you will learn lessons. You are enrolled in a full-time informal school called life. And each day in this school, you will have the opportunity to learn lessons. You may like the lessons or think them irrelevant and stupid. 3, there are no mistakes, only lessons. Growth is a process of trial and error, of experimentation. The failed so-called experiments are as much a part of the process as the experiment that ultimately works. 4, a lesson is repeated until learnt. A lesson will be presented to you in various forms until you have learnt it. When you have learnt it, you can go on to the next lesson. 5. Learning lessons does not end. There is no part of life that does not contain its lessons. If you are alive, there are lessons to be learned. 6. There is no better than here. When your there has become a here, you will simply obtain another there that will again look better than here. 7. Others are merely mirrors of you. You cannot love or hate something about another person unless it reflects something to you that you love or hate about yourself. 8. What you make of your life is up to you. You have all the tools and resources you need. What you do with them is up to you. The choice is yours. 9. Your answers lie inside you. The answers to life questions lie inside you. All you need to do is look, listen, and trust. 10. You will forget this. So, there's something for you to just have a little bit of a think about. And I bring that up because I think a spiritual perspective on September is a really good way to go. I think of, sometimes when I'm thinking about this month, I think of there being a school of life, and we start the new year in a 1 month in January, and it will be whatever personal month number it is for us. And depending on what year we're in, and we have that year to master or to explore and experiment and experience the energy of that year number that is specific for us. And it's as though we progressively climb the ladder of that number for that year. And when we get to September, so we're learning to master that energy and work with that energy, say you might be in a 6 year, so 6 is about love, home, family and responsibility. And so all sorts of things around those aspects of your life are likely to come up through the year. And by September, either you've learned everything that you are your soul is wanting you to learn from that energy, or it all comes to a peak in September where the old meets the new, where the old patterns that are still playing out around home and family and responsibility just meet the pressure of the new learnings that we're still being invited to absorb and embrace. And then after September, we start sort of, the energies around that can start to dissipate, ready for the energies of the following year. So I see September as pivotal. I see it as the sorting month, and I see it as the washing machine month, where opportunities that have not yet been seized are placed to us, and more fully. So if we've been resisting change, if we've been trying really hard to hold on to something that's outmoded in our life, like a relationship that we've outgrown, or an attitude to money, or a job that we've outgrown, or a belief about ourselves, such as I never get it right, or I'm powerless, or people always betray me, a belief that we've outgrown, that our soul is saying, you know, we've presented this lesson to you many times and the energies right now really favour you in changing this belief. And so it will be put in your face even more obviously in September if it still hasn't been let go. And of course there's no you know, this is a very loose framework, and I don't want you to see it as a pressure, but to see it as an opportunity. So to live September with as much awareness as you're able to. So, for example, maybe at the end of each day, as you're getting ready for bed, just thinking back over the day, you know, what challenges did I encounter today? What opportunities for growth might there have been today? What things did I do in new and better ways today? In what ways did I shift to a more positive perspective for the future? What is still not working for me that I would like to clear before the end of the year? And if there's something that really, really needs to shift and we don't get it in September and we don't get it in the rest of the year, it will probably present itself in a different pair of pyjamas next year, in a different guise in some way. But if you think of September as this is really my big opportunity to resolve things that are still not working for me as well as I would like, then that can be really helpful. Another thing that just occurred to me to mention as I was talking with a client today was that as we go through the months, you might like to also, in a minute I'll tell you how to calculate what year and therefore what months you're in September, you might like to also calculate for people that are close to you, like your children, or your partner, because if you can have an understanding of what the primary focus is for someone that you're living with for the year, it can help you to get a clearer perspective on what they're going through and be able to be more compassionate and understanding of what they're experiencing. And you'll also be a little bit surprised probably at just how in alignment they are with the energies of that. And because no numbers are good or bad, all numbers can be expressed with varying levels of awareness, from being very unaware and not very gentle and kind through to being really aware and perceptive. Then there's a lot of room for movement along that plane. Okay, so how to calculate. To know what year you're in this year, you simply add together the day of your birth and the month of your birth with this year's number. So if you were born on the 14th of June, you would add together 1 plus 4 for the 14th, plus 6 for June, so 1 and 4 is 5, and 6 is 11, and then 2020, so 11 plus 2 is 13, plus 2 is 15. And then you add the two numbers of the 15 together, 1 and 5 is 6. So, of course, you can take a shortcut with the adding together and add the day of your birth to the month of your birth to 4 for this year. And that will come to a double digit, and you reduce that digit to a single digit by adding the two numbers together. And that gives you the year number that you're in this year. And from that, we can follow that is also the month number that you're in this year. So it's a, you know, a real focusing of the energy for you this year. And first of all, what I'd like to do is talk about the fact that given we're in universally in a 4 year, that's 20 plus 20, 2 plus 2 is 4, we're universally in a 4 month. And As I've said at other times through this call, through these calls this year, four is the number for solid foundations for the future. It's the number for work and discipline and organisation, structure, did I say that? And it's also very much about consistency, dependability, reliability, authenticity, security. Four really likes security and stability. And we can get stuck in that stability and security and get stuck in restrictions with that four energy too. So this has been the undercurrent energy for this year, that globally. And so, you know, with COVID, we're seeing the restrictions, we're seeing insecurity and instability, we're seeing financial insecurity, and four is totally about wanting financial security. We're trying to lay solid foundations for a future of living with COVID until we have a vaccine or COVID goes away, whatever outcome. And so globally, that is what is happening. Energetically, because that four energy, it's real down-to-earth energy. It, to me, of all the numbers, the four energy is most about being authentic, being who you are, not just thinking who you are, but being and living your true self. So peeling back the layers of who you are not, so that the real you can be revealed. And this, of course, is an ongoing process through life. You know, am I, when I live with that belief of I'm not good enough, which so many of us wrestle with at various times in our life, is that the truth of me? Is that really true? Surely the real, the authentic me is enough and is good enough. After all, I probably wouldn't be here if it wasn't enough. And so this energy can also ask us to make peace with being ourselves and make peace with how life is rather than how we would like it to be. How can I find stability and security and consistency when all around me is chaos and disruption? How can I find that place of peace and calm and center inside myself? How can I have solid foundations to connect to myself, even in upheaval? And so, who we grow up believing ourselves to be and learning how to operate in the world in a 4 year can really get questioned. And even if it isn't your personal 4 year, because this is the backdrop of this year, all of us are being asked to explore who and what is real. And in all my years of working with people and from little questionnaires I've done and from asking clients over the years, what I keep finding people most want is to be able to enjoy their life, to be able to feel at peace with who they are or comfortable with themselves, to have a sense of peace and calm, to have some joy, to have a sense of purpose and meaning. And I was thinking about all this when I was away at the beach on the weekend. And as a child, one of the things I was really fortunate was that we spent a lot of time at the beach and a lot of time on boats. And I haven't been on a boat in years, but I still really love boats. And from that I went to thinking about all the other fabulous experiences that I've had in my life, having children, travelling, various jobs that I've worked in. And I thought, with so many times I didn't fully enjoy them because I was always still looking forwards to when I had this or when I had that in my life or when I felt better when something about my life was different to how it was then. And now I look back and I think how many opportunities I wasted in not fully experiencing them at the time, because I was looking forward to more or better that was intangible or sometimes tangible, but certainly not in the present. And it's taken years of peeling back those dreams and searching for how can I be happy? I can't be happy till I have those dreams. And then starting to realise, well, I'm running out of time. How can I just start to be happy with what I have right now? And for me, becoming authentic has been about getting real about what I want and getting real about who I am. And I grew up in a very conservative and very conventional family. And for my life's work to become about helping people with their personal and spiritual growth is about as far as you can get from my origins. And I'm talking about this because that is the sort of thing that life can ask of us. We can have very clear ideas about how we think our life should be, and what we want, and feel frustrated and angry or inadequate and anxious because our life isn't being the way that we want. And we can waste our days with I want more or better or different or something else. And with resisting letting go of how we see ourselves in the world to evolve into more of who we are here to be and what we are here to do. And September, especially this September, is a great month for peeling back the layers of I don't have to be who my parents brought me up to be, or not all of it anyway. And I don't have to wait until I have all the things that I want so that I can be happy. I could start looking for ways of being happy now, whether it's through releasing what's causing the unhappiness, learning to embrace what life is dishing up for me, presenting me with each day, learning to accept what is and enjoy and appreciate this amazing gift that life is, that, as Michael Singer says, has taken 13.8 million years to come to this point. And there's a beautiful quote, I think it's Hafiz, that says something like, this place where you are right now in your life has been circled on the map for you. That's me badly paraphrasing. And so, you know, if we can accept, okay, this is what is happening in my life, and how do I want to respond to what is happening in my life, rather than being caught in waiting for our life to get better, that can be such a gift. And when we embrace what is rather than fighting and arguing with it, we can also discover the riches in it, learn the lessons in it, those 10 rules for being human, so that we can move on to the next lesson, new experiences, new opportunities and possibilities. So September is a real sorting month, and as I say, about authenticity, about solid foundations for the future, about moving through restrictions, being more disciplined. And being more comfortable with being yourself. And the more comfortable we are with being who we are, the more comfortable we will be in our life. And the more readily we will embrace the opportunities for our soul's growth and for our joy. I'm just wondering, before I go on into going through the other numbers, I'm just wondering whether anyone's got any questions or comments. So this might actually be a good time to, someone texted me a little while ago, a question for the call tonight. I'm talking about the fact that the year number and the month number are sort of double in September, and asking, is there a way to focus on the positive side of the month and avoid getting caught in the negative side of the number? And this is a really good question, because for some of us it could be quite a tumultuous month, and as I was saying, it is quite possibly going to be, in some ways at least, old ways of being confronting new possible ways of being a little more forcefully than might happen at other times, and these really are opportunities to grow. If we it's trying to avoid getting caught in the negative, yes. However, at the same time, if the negative comes up, what we resist persists. So if we go into, I don't want to feel this anger, or I don't want to feel this sadness, or I don't want to keep thinking dot, 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 it just drives it underground. And it will keep bouncing back and bouncing back and bouncing back. Whereas if something negative comes up, we can ask to let it go, I want to let go of this. But if it keeps playing on our mind, embrace it and see what gift it has. Ask it what lesson it has to teach. For example, yesterday I found myself getting really angry about something, and I can't even remember what it was now, but I didn't like the fact that I was feeling that anger, and I caught myself trying to stuff it down and realised what I was doing, and I thought, now's an opportunity. I had some free time to address this anger right now. And so what I did was I let myself feel the anger that I felt about whatever it was, something someone had said probably. And then I thought, okay, I know I've got more anger than this in there. And so what else am I angry about? And I just sat there and I thought of all the things that I could be angry about, like the way climate change is being addressed and all sorts of other things. I'm not going to put my stuff on you, but corporations. And I let myself feel as much anger as I could possibly feel, with the very clear intention that I wanted that anger to move through me and leave me. And so after a while, I just let my mind go from one thing to another thing to another. I'm angry about that, I'm angry about that, I'm angry about that. And the pressure started to build in my head for a while, and then it gradually started to leave. And at the end, I found myself giving my body a bit of a shake as I could feel it moving through me and shaking the last of it out. And I just felt so light and free after that. Then I had a dream last night in which I was really angry, so I knew my subconscious was doing some more processing and releasing. So that process probably took me about 10 minutes at the most. And to me, that's a much more constructive way of dealing with something that doesn't feel good. Now, that's a very simple situation. To give another example, if there's, let me see, well, if you're in a 6 year, then it could be something around family that's coming up for you. And this keeps on being a problem, and you keep on seeing whatever challenge is playing out. You could do some ask and receive around that. You could do some tapping around it. You can embrace the problem for a short period of time. Okay, there's a part of me that is feeling upset that this is happening with this family member or with this colleague at work, or that's feeling really restricted in my life right now. And I'm going to embrace that part of me that's feeling like that and acknowledge that that is how that part is feeling, and see how I can comfort that part, see what that part is afraid of, how it's trying to protect me, what it wants for me, how I can support it. Embracing it, embracing what is coming up, we can move through it and learn from it. And if it's, as I was starting to say, if it's something really big, we can just do it bit by bit. So it can be, all right, I'm just going to spend 10 minutes right now letting myself be with the anxiety I have about this situation. And then after 10 minutes, what's a positive belief I would like to have about this situation? Okay, every time this situation comes up for me now, I'm going to think this positive belief. And next time it gets a bit too intense, I'm going to be with the negativity, so-called, of it. And the negativity is, it's just a layer of the onion that is ready to be peeled away. So we don't have to do it in big dives. We can do it in chips and bits and pieces. But if we totally stuff it down and ignore it, then it's going to affect our health, or it's going to encourage us to do emotional eating or drinking or yelling at someone or running away from something. Ultimately, life can be about getting to a point where we don't get too caught up in anything that causes us discomfort. We're able to observe it, experience it, and let it go. And that takes practice and good techniques, and it's totally possible. Anyway, I've been talking for long enough about that. Let's go through the other numbers. So if you're in a 1 year this year from calculating those numbers, this has been your year of developing independence and of developing more of your own identity. So it will have been a year that challenges you to be different, to think differently, to often to start something new, to initiate something. And so if and through this year until now, you might have been sort of dabbling at the edges of being more of yourself and maybe saying no to others more. You may have been working on building your courage and your confidence for something new and different. You may have been brainstorming on some project that you would like to pioneer. And so in September, it's sort of like, you know, the rubber meets the road, I guess. It's really the month for stepping into being more of your independent self and taking appropriate action. The one energy is very action-oriented energy. So it's not a time to be influenced by what other people think. And, you know, it can be quite scary to embrace all of who we really are in a society that asks a lot of conforming of us, going along with expectations. And of course we're seeing a conflict with that, because more and more the individual is being celebrated and having your own identity is being celebrated, but it's the background of thousands of years of conforming, most probably. And so, yep, this September is the month for you to take action, maybe for you to be a leader in some way, certainly not a follower, and being achievement-oriented and goal-oriented as well. So it's stepping onto new paths, taking risks, it often brings a lot of energy to take the action. If we don't take the action, we can get stuck in lack of self-confidence. And because that one energy is very high energy, if that high energy is not being channeled and focused and utilized and incorporated, then we can be inclined to have to try and suppress it, and we're inclined to do that with addiction. So if you're resisting something, an invitation, an opportunity to grow and expand in a one direction, then you might find yourself getting caught in addictive behaviour, whether it's shopping or watching movies or drinking or overeating. If you're in a 2 month this year has been about partnerships, really. It's the most emotional of all the numbers, so it's probably been a bit of an emotional year. And where that one energy is forging ahead, it's really purposeful. The two energy is more looking to the sides. It's consolidating on what was begun last year and wanting harmonious connection, especially one-on-one connection, partnership. In relationship, partnership in business, partnership in the work environment, working closely with one another. So it's a year for learning how to get on with other people in that one-on-one setting. In the more community, broader picture, that's more a six energy. It's because it's one-on-one, it's also about developing love, and because it's very emotional. It's very emotionally sensitive. So someone in a 2 year and in September in a 2 month is likely to feel all the emotions more deeply and fully. So the bliss, the joy, the ecstasy, the despair and grief and shame. Shame's a good one to look out for if something's tripping you up, because shame we often don't notice. You know, we can be afraid of what people think of us, for example. Underneath that fear, it can be because we're ashamed of ourselves and that we're afraid or embarrassed about some aspect of ourselves, and we're afraid that they will see our shame. So often if you are feeling tripped up by some uncomfortable emotion and you're not sure what it is, shame likes secrets. So just checking, am I feeling a bit embarrassed or humiliated or ashamed in the situation? So that can come up this year and in September. It's a great year for developing understanding and compassion, for developing your intuition, really noticing those intuitive hits, for learning how to be a mediator, and also it's quite a spiritual number because it's usually 11 over 2, a master number. So there can also be very strong spiritual messages, whether you think of those as coming from your wise self, your intuition, your higher self, the divine spirit. To me it doesn't matter, but just knowing that sometimes you might find yourself having a strong sense of something without any obvious reason, and that's what I think of as intuition. Because it's very much about connecting with others in harmonious ways, it's also about setting clear boundaries, being aware of others without losing your own identity. Because it can bring up shame, it is also about developing self-worth, belief in your own worthiness. And I talked about that quite a bit in the previous call for August. If you're in a 3 year and 3 months, there's a strong focus on expressing yourself, on being creative, on expressing the truth of who you really are, And you're likely to be exploring issues of being really optimistic and also being really pessimistic. Remember I said the old meets the new. This is the form that it's likely to take with the three energy, with the two energy, the old meeting the new. Can be being sensitive, having your feelings easily hurt, wanting others to behave in ways that means you feel all right, whereas the new, the more positive, is being aware of others' sensitivities and being aware that your own are your own and your own responsibility, and having barriers around taking care of yourself. So the three energy is about exploring your creativity, which can be in the kitchen, in the garden, in writing, in so many different ways, expressing yourself emotionally in positive, uplifting ways that are not destructive to others. And as I was starting to say, you are likely to be experiencing periods of great optimism and joy. This is a very bubbly three in its positive expression, is very bubbly, vibrant, energetic, excited, enthusiastic, but in its negative it can be critical and judgmental and depressive, especially towards the self. There's nothing that's very practical about the three energy. It's composed of heart, mind and spirit, and so it sort of gives it free scope to explore the big dreams and to explore the depths of despair as well. It is a fabulous year for getting to know yourself emotionally, intuitively and mentally like never before. And so in September you're likely to encounter situations that will give you the opportunity to help you to know yourself more than you have until now. The 4 year I've spoken about, if you're in a 5 year, five energy is about freedom. It's halfway between one and nine. It's kicking off the traces. It's don't hold me back, don't tie me down. So it's likely that through the year you've been wrestling with feeling trapped and suppressed and blocked and stuck in some ways. And September really for five people in 5 year especially, can bring a great deal of positive change because everything's up for grabs. You know, whereas with the two energy, it's about partnerships, and the three energies, it's about, you know, being creative and expressive and dreaming big dreams. The 5 year, it's about everything. The relationships can change, where you live can change, the country you live in, well, pre-COVID could change. The people who you're friends with can change. Just it can all change. And so because the five energy is so freedom loving, there's probably been a lot of restlessness as well as feelings of being trapped through the year. And that restlessness can really turn into new decisions being made, new opportunities opening up like never before, new possibilities of change and moving forwards. Everything is up for grabs. And so there can be really broad spectrum change by October or by the end of the year or whenever it unfolds. But that can really be taking place in that month. So if you're still feeling trapped and confined and restricted, September would be a great month to explore how can I let go of this feeling trapped? What else is available to me? What else is on offer? If you're in a sixth gear and month, as I referred to briefly before, the focus is on love and home and family and responsibility and relationships. So especially family relationships, the nuclear family, the extended family, life within the home, life within the garden, wanting greater domestic harmony. There could well have been health problems this year for a family member, or problems in a relationship within the family, major problems there. Something that's an opportunity for you to grow and change. Any issue, in inverted commas, or problem, in inverted commas, that we have. If we can view that as, this is something that my soul has chosen for me to go through and to learn from, what might I be able to learn from this? What if life isn't just being mean and picking on me? What if actually this is an opportunity for me to get clearer about where my responsibilities begin and end, for example, to get clearer about how I can be better in a relationship with so-and-so? As I said before, there's a real community focus to this and a strong desire for harmony, clearing patterns of being too interfering in the lives of others can be part of it, clearing patterns of not taking responsibility for your own life can also be part of it, or not taking responsibility for how you are in relationship with other people. All these things are up for grabs. Also, because it's about responsibility, health issues can really get resolved. In September, you can see health issues being resolved. A great month to focus on accepting what is, how you can be of service, and also forgiveness. Forgiving yourself, forgiving your past, forgiving other people, forgiving situations. Forgiveness and blessing what is can be great ways of inviting them to change. Remembering what we resist persists. What we accept and embrace can then open doors to new ways of being. If it's a 7 year and a 7 month, the seven energy is all about the getting of wisdom and the getting of knowledge. It's a very introspective number. It brings with it deep knowing, deep clarity, deep understanding, and that clarity is something that's really likely to emerge in September for people in a seven. Usually in the 7 year there's a very introspective focus for the year, and whereas the six, the focus is on family, for example. So, or the eight is on power and money, the seven is on the self, on who am I, how do I want to be in the world, and how is my intuition guiding, what is my soul wanting for me, how is my soul asking me to grow, what is true for me, what is honest in my life and what is not honest in my life, what is blocking me from seeing my truth, how can I have greater clarity in this situation about what is real and true. So there's a great deal of spiritual intensity in this. If someone is not on a spiritual path and they're in a 7 year, there's likely to be a lot of learning or teaching taking place. So studying in some way, learning from life experience, because that seven energy is very experience based. And teaching what has been learnt to others. We start the 7 year not thinking I'm going to navel gaze this year and do lots of meditating and yoga and reading spiritual growth books or personal growth books. What happens is that we're presented with a challenge in one of the three main areas of life, our relationships, our career, finances, or our health. And in September, the energy is likely to take us really to the depths of that, whichever issue it's been, really to its core level. What are its core teachings? What is our soul really calling us to grow into and to know and understand? And then the 8 energy is sort of almost of a different extreme. The 8 energy is very much about being physical out in the world. It's the most powerful of all the numbers. And it's very practical, and it's got strong management ability, and it's very money focused. So this year it's quite likely that you will have been exploring ways to be more empowered in the world, and what's likely to come up for you in September is any ways in which you're still allowing yourself to be powerless or helpless in some areas of your life. It can be a great year for people who have been held back by a lack of confidence, held back by feelings of helplessness and powerlessness, which can originate in childhood where, because of abuse or authoritative parents or something, we can lose our sense of any sort of self-empowerment. And because 8 is so the empowering number, that empowerment can come through in this year. And in September, it's also an energy that favours being an authority figure, managing big corporations, being powerful. It requires a high level of conduct because it's a karmic number. So if you don't conduct yourself well, if you conduct yourself in ways that are manipulative or unscrupulous, then you mightn't do so well. But if you behave in positive ways, then it can be truly empowering. And I just want to talk about this. This is so funny. I was speaking with a client earlier today, and she's in a 9 year. So for her, August has been an 8 month. And she's really been speaking up for herself in ways that she hasn't been until now in August. And she mentioned that a whole lot of electrical items had blown up in all within a week in her house. And then it actually, there was a problem with the power pole that brought the electricity to her house. And they were without power for several hours while that was repaired. And I just find that hilarious. You know, there she was in an 8 month becoming empowered and blowing the circuits in her house and the power pole outside. These are the sorts of fun things that you really notice if you're if you play around with numbers. And I've met so many people over the years that have had something like that happen. And so I just want to comment, if you do have a couple of electrical items blowing a fuse in your house, it often is a sign, a reflection that you have become more empowered and your electrical items haven't caught up to you. You know, we're energetic beings. We're electrical beings. That's what ECT machines are measuring at. Electricity. So if that's happening to you, just go round to all the other electrical items and just say hello to them or express some gratitude to them so that you help them to up-level their energy so that they're in alignment with your new, more empowered energy that you've reached yourself. So, yeah. September is when you will encounter ways in which you might be still feeling powerless and given opportunities to move that and become more empowered and confident and more assertive and more authoritative in your world. 9 energy, if you're in a 9 year, you'll be in a 9 month. Now the 9 energy also means you're ending a 9 year cycle. So September is about projects coming to completion and also about letting go. Not only letting go of stuff that's not relevant for next year, but letting go of stuff, for want of a better word, of what's not relevant for the next 9-year cycle. And so that could be as simple as letting go of living with long-term anxiety or letting go of living with long-term anger and frustration. It could be letting go of the belief that you're not good enough, or the belief that you can't get it right, or the belief that you're helpless, so that you don't carry that into, not only not into October, or not into the rest of the year, but not into the next 9 years. So it's a pretty exciting time. And so surrendering to what life is asking you to let go of, seeking completion, and also being willing to serve in the highest possible way. These are all aspirations for that 9 energy. And again, the forgiveness, 8 and 9, forgiveness is relevant for every number, but the 8 energy is starting to prepare for the letting go for this new 9-year cycle. And the 9-year is forgiving yourself for things that you've done in the past, forgiving others, really setting yourself free for, you know, like if you were going on an overseas trip for 12 months and so you're packing up your house, you're putting your job on hold, you pay off all your bills, you know, it's a real tidying up. And so that's the invitation of the 9 energy as we're getting closer to the end of the year. So exciting times, and times when old ways of being can meet the new for the last time, or maybe they're going to keep doing it for a bit longer, or maybe that's already been done. You know, there's no right or wrong in this. There are opportunities and invitations, and we're all individual and we're all unique. Going gently with yourself, being listening to yourself, asking yourself what you need, how you can support yourself through this time. Drawing on friends and family members who you know can be there for you, and offering your support to them as well. And, you know, for me, what is so helpful is if I remember this challenge is an opportunity for me to grow. This opportunity is a chance for me to explore something new and different. And a human fear-based self, it does fear. And our spirit or our soul or our wise self is all about growing and expanding into more of who we are and more of who we can be. And all the glorious and abundant ramifications and miracles that can come with that. I've gone over time. Let's just finish up. So if you've got questions, sending them to me for the call next Monday. I'm sorry about that. I'm just thinking about finishing up. Just closing your eyes gently and imagining that some beautiful healing, golden light and golden warmth is flowing down and through the top of your head. Just an absolute waterfall of healing energy of unconditional love and compassion and forgiveness and healing. Flowing in through the top of your head, down through your head, into your neck and shoulders, and your arms, to your fingertips, and out. Down through your chest, shoulders, to your abdomen, pelvic area, and buttocks. And down into your thighs, knees, shins and calves, ankles, feet and toes, out into your being filled with this golden light, filled with this healing energy. Sending it out into the world, sending it out around the world. people and the plants and the animals, to all the beings on this planet and beyond. Then coming back to yourself, letting this golden light and warmth top you up again. I'm wishing you sweet dreams and fun, peaceful and exciting and adventurous times ahead. Sending you big hugs. Thank you for joining me. Take care and bye for now.